Patrice, what is the point of giving up something for Lent?
Vanessa, are that you bad about?
I wouldn't say it's bad at me, no. I just wonder. Because I heard you telling somebody how you plan to give up eating meat starting Ash Wednesday.
Sure. I plan to eat no meat during Lenten season. What about you?
To tell you the truth, I never usually give up anything for Lent. When Ash Wednesday come, I normally just relax. All I know, it is just another public holiday. After the day pass, everything back to normal.
Well, that's for you. But for me, Ash Wednesday is important. I just don't see it as a public holiday. Here is why. You are God alone from before time began. Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of the Lenten season, a time many Christians dedicate to reflecting on the life and sacrifices of Jesus Christ, a time of fasting, prayer, and penitence before Easter. Lent is well known as a time when many Christians not only give up preferred foods, but also sacrifice physical activity or other indulgences to dedicate extra time and energy to meditating, praying, or helping others. It is hoped that by such sacrifices, the believer will be drawn closer to God. The period of Lent is traditionally the 40 days excluding Sundays, leading up to Easter Sunday, which this year will be observed on April 20. Not every denomination recognizes the Lenten season. Some see it as a church tradition as opposed to a biblical mandate. If you are one of the many who usually observe this sacrificial 40-day period, what do you plan to give up for Lent? Here are some responses to this question.
I am planning to give up sugar for Lent, and the whole plan is to lose some weight in the process.
Usually I don't give up anything around this period of time, like some persons abstain from meat kind and cook only vegetables, or they have vegetables and fish.
For Lent, I want to be more devoted to Christ, so I plan to do more fasting, more worshiping, and meditate more on His Word.
I've already given my life to Christ, so there's nothing else I want to give up for this Lenten season. However, I want to draw a little closer to Him in fasting and prayer.
I don't want to give up the meat, because first of all, the meat is not really good for you, and the rice and so. So you want a good, healthy life. You want to live. That is the first thing I really want to give up. Try to give up. So it's gone hard, but with God, help.
I will be attempting to pray more, to read my Bible more, and to open myself to be more merciful and charitable, as Jesus asks us to do.
Evangelist Vita Campbell from the Bethlehem Prayer House Church of God in Morant Bay, St. Thomas, believes that in making sacrifices for Lent, you should seek to carry out the commitment for a lifetime.
Many people try to give up a lot of things during this period. After the Lenten season, many of them would go right back to it. But I want to give up my time in prayer and fasting, which will draw me closer to God as well as others.
For Monsignor Herbert Panton, the observance of Ash Wednesday and Lent is very important. Monsignor Panton is attached to the Sentence Bay Roman Catholic Church. He says his congregation will be fully engaged in a special service on Ash Wednesday.
So we started with putting some ashes on our heads to remember that we are from ashes and we're going to return to ashes. Here in St. Anne's Bay, we're going to have an 8 o'clock mass during which the ashes will be imposed. It's not that we haven't washed our faces, it's that we put that sign on our foreheads or on our heads to remind ourselves of the finality of life. And, you know, we're going to go back to that, but that's not it. We live so as to go back to God who created us.
During this Lenten season, whatever your plans, let us exercise goodwill and give of ourselves in a spirit of love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.